Welcome. This is a bonus episode of the podcast being recorded at 7:41 on a Thursday morning. It's currently dark. A wind chill factor of quite fucking cold, to use a technical term. And I'm standing here before a class. People walking past as I do this on their way to work and offices and all that kind of stuff. Why am I doing an extra podcast? Well, I don't know, I just got the urge, and when you have the urge to do something, you should do it. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I'm going to keep talking, and whatever it is, it is. That's the podcast. So, interesting week for me, because I got hooked up by way of connections that I have to doing a voiceover for an advertising company, and it's kind of an interesting experience because I've never done that before. It was all a bit helter-skelter, doing things at the last minute, and I didn't know really. I still don't know where it's going, if they're going to use it or not, but they seemed to like it, and it was an interesting experience. I can't say the brand, I think. I don't know. I haven't signed any non-disclosure act or anything, a la Donald Trump, but just to play it safe, I won't say anything about who I was doing it for. But it's a big brand, and if they use it, I guess a lot of people will hear slash see it. So I've done two of them, actually now. So I've done two for the same company. The first one was really energetic, you know. They wanted like mass curvas, they wanted you to speak mass alto, you know. So a lot of these are buzzwords, so I guess they wanted me to speak louder, which I did. And they wanted kind of more tonal changes, tonal shifts. In what I was saying. Now, they listened to the podcast to test out my voice. Obviously, the podcast sold them on the voice as well. So that's why they kind of booked me, I guess, because A, they knew me through contacts and I was available, and their need was urgent. And also the podcast confirmed to them that the voice was suitable for this advert. The first spot, I guess, was, like as I said, it's kind of energetic. It's for a youth market, 20 to 30 years old. I am 30, so I guess I just make that cutoff point. And as I said, with intonation change, like playing with the tones and everything as well. And it was interesting. It was exciting, and it's creative because it's like a 40-second text. There's different parts to it. You can probably hear lots of stuff in the background now, but I'm sure it'll just add to the character of the podcast. And it was just kind of, you know, in each part, in 40 seconds, you had different kind of moods. And switching from one mood to the other is a bit of a challenge because you never know when you start off where you're going to go, which is me in general. Every time I open my mouth, I don't know where I'm going to end up. Fortunately, most of the time, it ends up in a reasonably good place. And it's, you know, you have to juggle all these things because you don't know, like, what you're capable of in this particular scene, in this particular moment, you know? Because once you start, you just have to kind of feel it. And this sounds very vague and bullshitty, but kind of feel it. At least for me, this is how I do it. You have to feel it, work your way through it, and just kind of just commit to the moment. And I know that makes you sound like an absolute wanker. I mean, because I've already done two of them. There could be somebody listening to this who's a professional voice artist, and I am not one of those people. I've already done two of them, and they will say, well, there's technical things you need to be aware of, and that is very valid, very true. I don't doubt that for a second. But all I can say, based on my experience yesterday and the day before, was that you just have to go in and do it. Start speaking, and then you kind of find the rhythm. It's like an instinctive thing. And then, you know, and then when you listen back to it, you kind of tell, okay, I need to stress something here, or I need to elongate something, or put more emphasis here or there. And once you kind of pull it off, it is a kind of interesting experience because, you know, you are kind of going like, hey, very familiar, you're telling a nice story, then you're kind of like saying something negative, so you're kind of like going like that, and then you're going kind of pulling it back. It's like, imagine this, you know, you're selling kind of wonder. And then at the end is, of course, is the point where you sell the product or the brand, and you kind of change your voice for that, and you do that kind of knowing tone, that tone you use when you're kind of like sure of something. And so I just had to pause it there because there's people walking past. And if you heard my first No Mary podcast, You can see how self-conscious I get when doing these things in the street. But yeah, so, and then the second one was, I did that yesterday, a bit more kind of tranquil. They said you have to sell Transmitir, Tranquilidad, and Premium. So tranquility, quietness, calmness, and premium, which I guess is like authority or quality. It's a buzzword. I've shown it to Spanish speakers, those kind of buzzwords, and they're like, yeah, I guess they mean that. So, you know, every industry has their language, to go back to that theme of the previous podcast, and everything has its kind of vocabulary, and this is their one. And it was like, they showed me the video for it. This guy who did it in Spanish did a stellar job. I was almost jealous of how fantastic he was at it. And he really sold the last line beautifully. He did a great job with that. So my job was basically to say his script, but in English. And the video was quite nice. It was about like, you're looking at different amazing things. I won't go into too much detail in case I'm not allowed to. And the tone was different. And that was actually surprisingly more challenging, because when you have something to play with, when you have a specific emotion as in the first spot, you kind of have a direction point, you know where you have to go. But when it's kind of more calm, you're kind of maybe more self-conscious that maybe you're not selling it enough. But I think I did a good job with that one. I haven't heard back from them about the second one. I think I will this morning, so hopefully that will go well. So yeah, interesting things to note from that. Physically, it does take it out of you, because like, obviously when you're teaching, you are using your voice, that's your biggest resource and your tool, and then you have to do it like between classes or after class, and you're a bit tired, and if you do it for an hour, I feel my chest gets a bit sore, I guess, I don't know, it feels like that when you do it for too long, it's like it is a physical exertion that takes its toll a little bit on you. So I guess if I, you know, for a professional learning, they might do breathing exercises, they might do special things, or just through sheer practice and doing it over and over again, they kind of know how to do it perfectly, and their body's just attuned to it, and it's just like a muscle, and it gets stronger every time you do it. So if you're a professional, you definitely have more insights than I do into this, but this is just my first foray into this type of thing, and I'm just noting my observations about the whole thing. It's a bit mad, it's gloriously mad, gloriously mental, the things that can happen to a person. And because I get, you know, notice of this so late, the first time I did do it, I literally had to do it in one of the places where I teach, close the door to the classroom, semi-confidently, hope nobody hears me, especially the people in the next room and the secretaries and the kind of main part of the building, and just kind of do it. Needless to say, those takes were actually not that good, because the echo in the room was a bit distortion-y. But when I did it at home, on my phone, because my microphone is broken at the moment, actually turned out pretty good, I think. So as I said, I'll keep you guys up to date all about this. And now I must go and teach a class. Just out of the class, went pretty well, even though I arrived 5 minutes early and I had to teach 5 minutes extra. Interesting the stuff, as I always say, you can potentially show in a class, because I've been doing a concept of extreme words, so expressing things that are, you know, very good or very bad. And to that end, I've shown a very famous scene from Jason and the Argonauts, where these skeletal creatures rise up from the ground, from the earth, with their short swords and their shields, and they march very slowly towards Jason and his cohorts. And it is quite famous in the world of cinema as being a very bad scene. So it's kind of laughable, I know, I guess, by our standards, because the effects. Also, it is a very famous scene from Star Trek, the original series, where Captain Kirk fights an alien in a very ropey costume. And I guess he's on a planet where your movements are kind of slowed down, and the fight scene is pretty bad. So I recommend checking those two things out if you can, in your leisure. So this is the last part before herself comes back. Next podcast will be on Sunday, which is like an hour long. So I recommend you brace in and enjoy that one, because it's going to be a doozy, I think, and the normal service shall resume when she's back, Mary. So that is the last part of the podcast, as I mentioned. So I've spoken about using the voice as a teacher and using your voice as, a guy who does adverts sometimes. And it's kind of an interesting experience because, you know, you take your voice everywhere with you, and your voice is your voice no matter if it's in English or if in Spanish. And something happened to me the other day where I asked for something, and I think the people behind the counter were basically taking the piss a little bit. And I think they're taking the piss a little bit, and it's not really a nice feeling, is it, when someone's making fun of you when you're speaking another language. Now, you know, what happens very often with speakers of a second language is they get nervous in situations that where they're speaking something, they're saying something very simple, but because they don't know the person, they feel a little bit more on edge. But if there were someone that they trusted and were friends with, then they could talk about far more complex things with great calm and with great clarity of diction and pronunciation and grammar and you know, with great command of the language, or at least reasonably good command of the language. But then when you're asking for a coffee, and because you feel a bit more self-conscious, you kind of butcher it maybe a little bit, but still get your message across, so there's no need to be a dick about it either. And then they kind of go, oh, stupid foreigner. So, you know, like Des Bishop, who went to China. Well, he went to Ireland. Well, he's half Irish, half American. Went to the Gaeltacht, learned Irish. But also he learned Chinese in China for 2 years, and he was a greeter at a Chinese restaurant. And he said, ni hao or something in Chinese, and the two Chinese boys that came in were like taking the piss out of his accent and the way he said things. So he kind of felt good that it happened to him, because, you know, he's probably seen it happen in Ireland as well. And it happens everywhere, but I think it happens, it shouldn't happen, basically. If someone's like, if they're speaking another language and they're doing their best, you know, fuck off and leave them alone. So I decided to pull them up on it a little bit, and in a nice way, though, you know, no harm. There's no rancor, there's no bitterness. It was still a pleasant exchange. But I just wanted to let them know that I knew. I wasn't some gombeen fresh off the boat, some feckin' Egypt who was just fucking clueless and moronic, and they could just like take the piss out of me. So, you know, just like reestablish a little bit of balance in the dynamic. And, you know, I know what you're up to, kind of thing. But, you know, still in a friendly way. And at least the sandwiches were nice anyway. That was the why I was there, and they fulfilled that part of the bargain, so I can't complain too much. So yeah, that's it. This is the ramble, meanderous ramble. Check out LARPA 1 on Twitter, LARPA on YouTube, LARPA.net, as LARPAmedia.com as our website. And yeah, the next episode, as I said, is dropping on Sunday, and the normal service shall be resumed with the weekly podcast with your co-hosts, me and herself. Take care, have a great weekend, and we'll be talking to you soon.